In this lecture, I would like to look at new partners being introduced to a partnership and partners retiring from a partnership. But remember, we still must follow our basic principles. We adjust, we then allocate, and once allocated, we treat the partners as individuals. If we follow those three basic steps, we should be able to deal with partnerships very easily indeed. Well, let us deal with partner admissions first. That is, new partners coming into the practice. In step one, I must still adjust the accounting profit. There is no change to our normal rules here. Secondly, I must allocate the profit for the accounting period. A partner being admitted is simply a change in the profit-sharing ratio for allocation purposes. A new partner has come in, and there must be a change in profit ratio. Therefore, follow your change in profit ratio principles, and that is to split the accounting period around the admission date, which is effectively when the ratio's changed. So we treat a new partner the same as you would a change in profit-sharing ratios for allocation purposes. The third step, to treat as individuals, requires a little more understanding, but it's not a huge departure from our normal rule. Once we have allocated the profit, the individual partners effectively take this allocation to their self-assessment returns. The partner who has joined the partnership in the year will then be under the commencement rules, and they will be using the same opening year rules that sole traders would adopt. He is deemed to have commenced trading when he joined the partnership. He has an accounting date which falls in line with the partnership date. Just treat him as a sole trader. You will not go wrong.
Let us illustrate this point. Ben and Emily are in partnership, sharing profits 60-40. Victoria is admitted into the partnership on the 1st of February 2010, and the profits are shared equally between the three of them from that date. The adjusted profits for the year to the 31st of July 2010 were £130,000. The budgeted profits for the year to the 31st of July 2011 are £150,000. There is no change in the profit sharing ratios in the year to the 31st of July 2011. We now need to work out the assessable profits for the partners. Ben and Emily would be straightforward. We allocate, and then the normal current year basis rules apply. Victoria, however, needs careful attention. We still adopt our normal principles. We allocate the profits, splitting them around any changes in profit sharing ratios. Now, obviously, when Victoria comes into the practice, the ratios will change. We deal with the period 1st of August 2009 to the 31st of January 2010 first. Victoria was admitted on the 1st of February 2010. Therefore, we must deal with the period before she was admitted. The adjusted profit for that period is £65,000, which is 6/12 of £130,000. Ben and Emily share profits 60-40, which is £39,000 to Ben and £26,000 to Emily. The post-admission period is the 1st of February 2010 to the 31st of July 2010. We have an adjusted profit of £65,000, which again is 6/12 of £130,000. The partners share profits equally, which is £21,667 to Ben and Emily and £21,666 to Victoria. You should not be concerned about roundings in this instance. The total allocations for the year are therefore £60,667 to Ben, £47,667 to Emily, and £21,666 to Victoria. So, no real change to that stage. We can treat the admission as a change in ratios. Ben and Emily have a profit allocation for the full year to the 31st of July 2010. They were both present for the whole of the year, and they would record their profits on their tax return for 2010-11 under current year basis. Victoria, however, is different. She was not present for the whole accounting period. Therefore, her allocation of £21,666 was only for the period 1st of February 2010 to the 31st of July 2010. Therefore, when we look at Victoria's own self-assessment return, we must deal with her under the commencement rules for current year basis. Looking at Victoria's position, She has a profit allocation for the 1st of February 2010 to the 31st of July 2010 of £21,666. Victoria joined on the 1st of February 2010, and that is deemed to be her commencement date. Effectively, Victoria is a sole trader, commencing in business on the 1st of February 2010, with an accounting date of the 31st of July 2010, and profits in this 6-month period of £21,666. Her estimated profit share for the year ended 31st of July 2011 is £50,000. The budgeted profits for that year are £150,000, and the partners share them equally, so her estimated share is £50,000. Victoria's taxable profits will be calculated using the normal opening year rules. She commenced trading in 2009-10. We use the actual basis in the year of commencement, so her basis period for 2009-10 is the 1st of February 2010 to the 5th of April 2010. She is therefore taxed on 2 months of the 6 months of profits to the 31st of July 2010. 2/6 of £21,666 is £7,222. The second tax year, 2010-11, has an accounting date ending in it of the 31st of July 2010. But this only gives us 6 months. Therefore, we tax the profits of the first 12 months of trading, being the 12 months to the 31st of January 2011. We therefore assess the whole of the first 6 months, that is £21,666, plus 6/12 of £50,000, £50,000 being the profits for the year ended 31st of July 2011. This gives taxable profits for 2010-11 for Victoria of £46,666. In 2011-12, we use the current year basis, being profits of the year ended 31st of July 2011, giving £50,000. As is normal in opening years, Victoria has overlap profits. These are £32,222, which is £7,222 taxed in 2009-10 and 2010-11, plus the £25,000 taxed in 2010-11 and again in 2011-12. This overlap profit belongs to Victoria, not to the partnership, and will be relieved when Victoria ceases trading. In other words, when she retires from the partnership. But that concludes this illustration. As we can see, we allocate profits between the partners either side of the change in composition. We then deal with the new partner as a commencing sole trader and determine taxable profits using the opening year rules. There is absolutely no difference between Victoria and a sole trader commencing trading.
Let us now look at partners retiring. Again, three basic steps. We first of all adjust the accounting profit. There is no change there. We then allocate, and once again we adopt the change in profit ratio principle, and we split the accounting period around the retirement date. When a partner retires, the profit ratios must change. The partner has gone, and therefore he will have no profit entitlement from that date. You have a change in profit ratios.
Once you have done the allocation, you move on to the individuals, and you simply apply the cessation rules to the retiring partner. The retiring partner will have allocated profit for his final period, which will be assessed using the normal closing year rules. Remember that overlap profits will reduce the final year assessment for the retiring partner.